Welcome back for another episode of the Red Late Summit podcast. This week's episode, we cover Christmas dinners and drinks everywhere as we start to round the year out. Special guest Petite Perineum joins us. A Rad Sum listener hits us up with some great questions and, of course, more. Come along for the ride.
If you're new to the podcast and haven't listened before, each week we scour the Strava leaderboards, watching you do your efforts up Norton Summit and discuss them here on the podcast, whether you like it or not. There's a chance we might shame you, but we promise not to name you personally, and the odds are high that we'll probably shame ourselves because we are not as fast as you. Look, at the end of the day, our goal is to encourage and celebrate everyone going up Adelaide's best hill climb, Norton Summit, and reaching their own goals. So with that, let's introduce ourselves. We are your summiteers, Alex.
Hello.
Wang.
G'day.
Petite Perineum.
Hey.
And I am Frankie. Welcome, guys, and welcome, listeners, to another Radelaide Summit podcast.
All right. As always, we need to know what has been happening on and around the summit this week. Alex.
Well, it's been two weeks.
Fuck.
Can't remember what happened yesterday, let alone two weeks ago.
I notched up 25 hours in my 2 weeks. Thanks, coach.
You're welcome.
Just for the listeners out there, Alex has got a new coach.
Coach Wang.
Getting him up.
Some highlights, though, of the last 2 weeks.
Yes.
Last Sunday.
Yes.
We actually dropped Wang.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, downhill.
Going down a hill.
Oh, that's because he's got nothing on him.
No, he just can't go downhill fast.
Yeah.
And we almost actually took the comm on the Monty descent.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, five of
these guys were rapid.
Cider, Real Chamoy.
Ralph.
And who else?
Leo.
That's Leo's name. Yeah. We were 10 seconds off over 8Ks.
Wow. So you are ready to take the comm next week?
I don't know if we'll do that again. Like, that was some big balls going around corners speed.
what was the max speed that you were going down?
We averaged 63k an hour for the whole descent.
From Marble Hill to the Merivale.
Wow. That's hectic.
Moving on. Monday, Warriors Ride ended with a search for slushies and we found no slushies.
I'm sorry, what?
Slushies.
No, as in, like, what's this Warriors Ride?
Ah, there's a group of us that do a Monday night ride.
Facebook group chat.
Okay. Yeah. You would think that being in the middle of summer, I mean, not that it is acting like summer, that you'd be able to find a fucking slushie.
Three surveys we went to, two of them slushie machines were broken.
Third what is one, this, Macca's?
Didn't have a slushie machine.
Oh, my God.
I was a breaking man when we went to the third one.
We had to resort to Powerade and sparkling water.
Oh, wow. What a downgrade.
Yeah. Yeah, coach gave me day off bike on Tuesday, which was nice. Just went to the gym, double day on Wednesday.
Jesus.
As Petite Perineum, I'm sure, will say, I looked very enthusiastic Wednesday morning.
How did he look Wednesday morning when he rolled up?
Look, I actually thought it was Saturday. And that was the first question I asked is, did I rock up on the wrong day?
Yeah, no one, just me. And then Thursday was like humid as fuck, wasn't it? Yeah, I just did some reps of Waterfall Gully. Friday,
day off,
we ended up at the Ed, team dinner and drinks.
Yeah, well,
thanks for
there,
coming,
Frankie. Yeah, thanks for coming again to a team dinner.
I had our plans.
Oh.
Did you?
Yeah,
did.
We rounded out the evening with some jam donut shots. And
hang on, what? What is that?
You haven't seen jam donut shots?
No. Is that like with a donut? Like a literal donut?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. But it looks like a jam. It's like a
tastes goblet. Like a jam donut.
Yeah.
What, is it like vodka or something?
I don't know what's in it.
Is it butterscotch and I don't know. Anyway, it tastes delicious.
Okay.
Not good for you in the morning, but along with gin and beer.
Jesus.
And now we're here with this stupid bullshit weather.
Mm.
So we decided to go for dinner last night.
Mm-hmm.
Funny story. We booked this dinner a month ago, right? All three of us, me, Wang, Shmoy, thought we were having Indian for a month.
Wow.
We went to Indian at Tea Tree Gully.
Oh, my
and
God.
And messaged our mate who we were having dinner with and like, where are you? He was like, Norwood. We're in Tea Tree Gully.
So what happened? Who did the move?
We went to Norwood.
We went to Little Bang.
Oh my God.
Which is where he was. Yeah.
So that wasn't too bad. Yeah, it's lots of dinners and drinks and riding.
Lovely.
Frankie.
All right, well, first things first. Everyone knows that on the 1st of December, Spotify gives out something called a Spotify Wrapped. You guys would be aware of that,
oh,
yeah?
I saw that.
Yeah, so this year I was Coldplay's top 0.005% of listeners, and so I did the maths on that. They have 70 million monthly listeners, which means that I am in the top 300,000th listener globally. And also, considering the amount that I listened to them, it meant that I had to listen to 47 minutes of Coldplay every day. That means one album
every day.
Can we just
take a minute and think about the number one?
What?
The number one person. How much
would they have to do every
single
time?
No.
If you're 300,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a shit fan. You're a shit fan. You need to do better.
47, when you break it down into that, 47 minutes isn't really a lot. That's one ergo session.
Yeah, so but every time I'm suffering, I'm just listening to like, I used to rule the world. Like,
Chris Marvin all the way.
Yeah.
And you're successful in your tickets. Update the listeners.
Oh, yes. Oh, my God. So, actually, I should mention, everybody, that whoever follows Coldplay would know that they released a Perth show at the beginning of the year, one-off, and that was the only Australian show that they were going to do.
They chose Perth.
They chose Perth because the Perth government paid them out. Anyway, me being mad, I tried to get tickets to that and couldn't. But deep down, I had this feeling that as soon as the Perth show was completed, that they would release more shows along the East Coast. And what do you think fucking happened the day after they finished up their... Exactly. And so I prepared for battle. I had five minions and myself were all trying to get tickets for each other, and one of them was successful, so I'm going twice. Yep. The Wednesday night.
So you got them and one of your minions got one.
What was that?
So you were successful...
No, I wasn't.
Oh.
My minion was successful.
I'm confused. And how are you,
so
going,
how are you
twice?
Going twice then?
Because I don't know how this bloke did it. He's just really lucky. So he went for the Wednesday night, got the ticket for the Wednesday night, and then jumped into the queue for the Saturday night and went through. I don't know how. Oh. Don't know how this stupid Ticketmaster
shit.
Then
didn't they announce another show as well?
Yeah.
An extra show from
Correct.
Melbourne, was it?
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
So which show are you going to? Melbourne.
Wednesday and Saturday.
In Melbourne.
So I put in my leave at work.
It got
and
declined.
Then I got a ping from my boss and he was like, so a year away, huh? I don't think I'm going to approve this.
Take that.
Nah, so I'm very excited to do that, but I just thought you would like to know that I'm the biggest Coldplay fan in the world.
Yeah, I was successful as well. So I think we're sitting next to each other.
What? No, you're not.
Could you imagine if you rocked up and you sat next to me?
I would actually just die.
This is going to be the worst experience ever.
But I have a funny story for you guys. Well, it's actually not that funny, but I think it's funny. So...
Probably not.
Tangent time, you ready? Not really. Okay, so we had my work's Christmas party a week and a bit ago now. So that involved, like, we went to Kaipo Forest and we did a tree climb, and then we went to Hugo Wines. I don't know if you know where that is in McLaren Vale.
No.
And then we went to, after that, we went to Down the Rabbit Hole. You know where that is? Yeah, that's beautiful, by the way. If you ever want to do like a nice lunch, like feed me lunch, go there. Wonderful. Anyway, besides the point. Then we went back to the office and just talk shit. And then some of us were like, hey, let's just go out after. And I think four of us went to Roxy's. So we rocked up and we're just like chilling. I didn't think I'd be going out. So I ended up having a shower before we went there. I ended up having a shower back at the office and I got changed into like my potato sack dress and sandals and I had a hoodie on with my backpack. So I looked like a fucking drug dealer. And so I was like, the guys, I was like, my colleagues, I was like, I don't think they're going to let me in, man. And they're like, nah, man, you'll be fine. All good. Anyway, so we managed to get in. They don't even check my ID. And I'm like, what the fuck?
What did you think? You look under 18.
Why would they want to check your ID?
I don't know, because I look like
you were going in
Jesus.
Regardless.
Anyway, so we're like sitting and I was just talking with my bros and I'm just like, man, like it's actually really hard to meet people. Like how do you meet people without going on like dating apps or you start a new hobby? And, you know, even if you do start a new hobby, you exhaust the amount of people that you meet.
We introduce you to all these people, you don't know who they are.
Yeah, that's actually a fair point. Yeah. But I meant like people my age that, you know, no offense.
You're not great at remembering names.
I'm Tom. I'm not great at remembering all things. Anyway, sorry.
So you met someone.
Well, so then my friends were like, oh, so this is where... Like, this is what people do. Like, you go out to a bar and then you just, like, fucking go talk to someone.
What you used to do when you know, me and Petite were young. That's how we used to do it. There was no internet around for us.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, fuck.
No, it's sexual harassment.
Yeah. And so my friends were just like, oh, just do a little scan. Like, tell us if you think anyone's cute. And I was like, oh, fine. And so I, like, hopped out, like, did a little walk
hopped
around.
Hopped out where? Hopped out of your potato sack?
Yeah. And I was like, oh, I pointed out this guy that I thought was, like, kind of cute. And then... little did I know that one of my colleagues would have just been like, yep, okay. And then he went
straight over
to them. And I was like, I am not dressed for this. I look homeless. Anyway, I can see my colleague talking to them. And then everyone else kind of just like pushed me over. And I was like, fuck, I'm not used to being so uncomfortable. This is a new feeling for me. And I start chatting to this bloke. He seems really nice. And I think like 20 minutes go by and then I'm just like, look, I'm actually kind of getting tired, so I'm just going to go home now. Ended up leaving. And as I'm walking out the door, I get a text message from a random number saying, hey, really loved chatting to you. I got your number off one of your colleagues. Can I take you out for a coffee? And I was like, oh, wow.
I don't drink coffee.
The potato snack works. This ain't so hard. So... we decide to go for a hike and we organized it for Saturday, which was...
this is getting interesting.
Yeah, the Saturday. It's quite defeating. Like, you're not really going to think it's that funny of a story, but I think it is.
So, hike yesterday.
Yeah, so we ended up organizing a hike and a coffee, not knowing what the weather was going to do.
Yeah, no, because you can't find that out these days.
No.
Anyway. The whole world's talking all week about how shit the weekend is.
Go hiking!
I wonder what the weather's going to be like for hiking on Saturday.
So romantic. Well, it gets to like, I think it must have been a Thursday night or Friday morning. I send a text to this guy and I just send him a screenshot of the forecast. And it was like 40 mils of rain, you know.
Didn't I say that in our chat?
Yeah, you did. And so I was like to him, I was like, you know, how ballsy are you feeling? And he was like, I'm from Darwin, let's do it. And I was like, fuck, all right. So anyway, I woke up on Saturday morning and I'm like, fuck.
It was dry.
No, it was dry, but I was like, oh, like it is going to bucket down. And I don't want my feet to be wet. So I was like trying to think in my head. I was like, oh, what can I do to like
I hope make he's not sure. a listener.
Well, actually, he did. I don't know. He knows I do this.
Just,
so.
Whatever you're about to say. Look, I've just got this image of you taping fucking shopping bags to your feet. Did you actually? No. You did not.
I was like, fuck, I don't want my feet to get wet, so what can I put on my feet? And so I grabbed sandwich bags.
You did not.
I grabbed sandwich bags out of the pantry and I like snip off the top of them.
Ziploc bag.
And then I put them over my feet. It's a bit slippery, but I'm like, oh no, that'll work. And so I get to the hike. And as I'm walking, like I'm in front of this guy and, you know, he's kind of funny.
I don't know if the squelching's coming from your feet or from somewhere else.
And then as he's walking, he was like, Frankie, what's in your shoes? They're like pointing out and I look down, it's like, oh fuck. And I was
busted.
Like, and in my head I had 3 seconds just to decide, do I like expose myself for like the ethnic that I am or do I pretend that I'm normal? And so I just went for the whole, I told him that I had sandwich bags in my feet.
There's no hiding that.
And he was just like, what the fuck?
Did he turn around and go?
No, he just hasn't messaged back.
So good.
He's ghosted you. Come on, you can't do that.
I don't know how to do this dating thing.
Well, probably don't start with sandwich bags. Maybe put a sandwich in there, not your
we
feet.
We should shower together, not with your fucking tinier.
Holy shit. Did you do any riding this week?
Well, I did some stuff on the ergo this week, here and there. I've been doing more like running, hiking, just because my body has been a bit, I don't know, it's just been calling for some running. But I signed up for the crit on Tuesday.
Nice.
So
what
I'm going to be
Thursday? What about Thursday? We keep saying Thursday.
Ow. Oh, did you hear that? Mm. Oh,
yeah.
That was my vagine. Anyway.
Our guest is gone.
He's driving another beer. I'm so sorry. It's like
sandwich bags on your feet and bubble wrap in your crotch.
So have you entered for Thursday as well?
No, because there might be something happening on Thursday which I can't reveal at them on the public platform.
Date number two.
No.
The weather will be better. No sandwich bags required.
Yeah. So that's me, guys. That's what's happened. I would love some dating advice.
I can't help you there.
Wang.
I can't help you. So 2 weeks. What's on? I can't remember what happened last week. So we won't bother about that. What did we do the week? No, don't even remember. Monday, yeah, as Alex said, we did a Warriors ride. On the search for slushies, but was very disappointing. So
unsuccessful.
Hopefully that's resolved before the hot weather comes again. Tuesday, I think I just did a ride by myself after work on Tuesday because Nick didn't ride with me on Tuesday, so nothing there. Wednesday, just did some Zwift. Thursday, yeah, same deal. Just a little bit of Zwift and an outside ride. Friday, did a little ride with Nick and then to dinner out at the Ed, which was quite a good night there, actually. So I haven't been to the Ed for a while.
Did wind picked up a little bit, didn't it?
It did a little bit.
Umbrellas decided to go AWOL.
Uber Wang there on the way. picked up everyone. So, and then yesterday, people won't believe it, but I rode in the rain yesterday. So something that I don't do ever. Pretty much, but did 10 laps of Anstey, so it was a solid day on the pedals yesterday with myself and Real Shimoy, and it just got wetter and wetter each lap that we
did
were
doing.
Did
you guys have sandwich bags on your feet?
No sandwich bags.
No, did, I heard that's a good thing.
We did have to go after, so we were supposed to do 12 laps and break into lots of six. After the first six laps, Nick couldn't feel his hands and couldn't change gears or brake because he was that fucking cold. So we went back to my house to get his gloves that he'd left at my joint. So he was all smashed a can of Coke and then we were back into it.
Is there a reason why you did 10?
Training for
We spoke about this last episode, Vicky. Yeah.
Okay.
It's to simulate Buninyong.
Hmm. Okay.
The climb in Ballarat.
Yeah.
Do you know where Ballarat is?
Is that like Wallaroo?
Yeah, close. Yeah, it's to simulate laps of Buninyong. And obviously myself and Alex are riding the Grand Fondling, but Nick's doing the Elite road race. And it's 16 laps?
I need to interrupt quickly because we went to dinner. We went to the wrong venue. This is how cooked Nick was. Got out of Spahn's car and we went into the venue when we realised we had to go to a different venue, came back and Nick's door was wide open.
He didn't even shut the door.
He shut the door, just got out and walked off.
He just walked out.
Oh, my God.
We got back to the car and he's like, oh, I left your door open. I saw just unlocked. He goes, open.
Not open.
That's how cooked he was. So when we started the seventh rep, he was like, nah, I'm done. I'm going home. And I was like, no, you're not. We're going to get to 10, okay? So we got to 10. And just the amount of water that was running down the road by the time we'd finished was ridiculous. And even I was starting to get bloody cold. So then yesterday, I wasn't going to get rain 2 days in a row. I wasn't going to get wet 2 days in a row.
Today.
Just did some Zwift and had a massage this afternoon and back here doing that.
Northeast?
No, not north. Proper massage. Oh. Proper massage, not the northeast road one.
He wants me to...
You can roll over now.
Jeez. All right. Petite perineum.
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 Do you know what that is?
I'm fully aware,
that is?
I think so. Is it the piece of skin between your butthole and...
Good job.
...thing?
Your thing.
Yeah. You know that's also called a chad?
Is it a chad?
Yeah, it is. Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Okay.
Anyway,
now that we've been schooled on that, what's happened in the last week?
I refer to it as a gooch, but that's fine. All right, my week is nowhere near as exciting as that. I guess just general K's before work, hitting up Zwift. Got out for Wednesday, saw Alex there, got confused on...
It was a Saturday on a Wednesday, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. It was. And I was meant to go to work, too nice a day, just thought, fuck it, I'm going to keep riding. preempted the rain, I guess, on Saturday. So, I thought just in order to get the K's in. keep going. No one missed me at work, so that was fine.
Boss is not on Strava.
Well, nah. And funny story about that, but the guy that sits next to me gets migraines.
What, for sitting next to you?
Yeah, mostly because I talk a lot of shit.
Frankie.
He turns the lights off.
Oh, above one of those our desk. Guys.
So no one really noticed. I'm pretty short. No one notices if I'm there or not. So,
you're just in the dark.
Yeah, it's handy. Yeah. So I just, you know, gambled. Yeah. Didn't roll into work. No one even rang, so I didn't
to
know.
Check
you know
your welfare. Yeah. Just gone. Yeah.
I didn't even check in on you.
Not once. Fuck. No emails. I just about 3 o'clock sent an email. You know, just to
great job today, guys.
And then I guess we just rolled through almost to school holidays now, so. That means a fair bit more riding, which is always good leading into nationals.
Sure. So you're going to say Krusty's.
And Krusty's.
Ooh, Krusty's. Yeah, that's going to be a big one.
Are you doing extras with us?
100%. Yep. Sweet. Already dialed in. So 200 on the Saturday, Krusty's Sunday.
Yep.
300. So there's 500. Even in said that wow. I'll have Christmas Day off, I reckon. I know you don't really like that, Wang, but, you know, day off.
Christmas.
Well, I'm home alone for Christmas, so so are you. So me and Alex will probably do 200 on set on Christmas Day as well.
Why are you alone on Christmas?
Yeah. Why? Yeah. Pam's going to Bali.
Why aren't you going?
Fuck, I'm going to ride.
He's going
to do Costies. Fuck that.
National's coming up.
Yeah. This is the second family holiday I've stayed home. It's great.
So you come to Bunch on the Saturday, there's 200, 300 on Krusty's,
yep.
And then you're going to do 200 the following day.
That's 700 Ks in 3 days.
Maybe we can do another Victor Leap on
Christmas
Day. I like that.
Anyway.
We'll do the festive. We'll do the Rafa 500 in 2 days.
Solid.
Yeah. Mm.
Amazing. Got some questions, Frankie?
Me?
Mm. Oof.
As if he hasn't finished his week yet.
Oh, sorry. Cool.
Have you finished your week?
Oh, yeah. I went swimming yesterday. That was pretty good.
Like on the road or somewhere?
Yes. Pretty well, yeah. Look, it started all right.
How many others were there?
Oh, yeah, there was a fair few, a bunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good crew.
One bunch?
Yep. Yeah, just one. So I felt a little bit sorry for couple of the young ladies that rolled in, hoping that there was a second group, but there wasn't. So, yeah, we just took it easy, just sort of getting down to the circuit. And then, yeah, we sort of unleashed a little bit. Fat Taylor, so that was good. Yeah. Down along the foreshore, not so good, I guess. But, we didn't really see any rain on Bunch, and then stopped for a coffee, absolutely belted down. And then, Ollie.
His name, Ollie.
Does he have a name?
It's all good.
Yeah, he probably has.
So he was riding to Middleton, and I thought I'd keep him company for a little bit. So
he would have had a fat headwind the whole way there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I said to him, even by my standards, was ridiculous. Right? so he started, we went up over the summit. And then he turned to Sterling. I sort of kept going down into Oakbank. I then picked up a Fat Taylor, thought I was like king of the world for a little bit.
It was a massive issue.
Yeah, it wasn't so good after that. I reckon the next 4 hours were, pissing down rain. But, yeah, it was all right.
It wasn't cold.
Time.
It wasn't super cold yesterday, so no. It sort of wasn't bad with the that it was wet, but it did get colder as the day went on.
A little bit like you guys, changing gears was a bit of a mission after a while. I was like hitting the lever, wasn't sure, almost.
Which way it's going to go.
Yeah. But, it was a good ride. Cleared the head for sure.
Another standard 200 on a Saturday for you.
As you do.
Kim. Well, my first question is, who are you?
Who's your daddy and what does he do?
She's asked me that like at least 4 times, I can tell you that.
No, seriously, who are you? And why are you here?
So I guess how I got here, if you want to start a little bit back in the 60s. The day.
Oh.
Yeah. I came into cycling from speed skating.
Sorry, speed skating.
Oh, God.
What is that? Is that like ice skating or is that like...
Oh, no ice.
Like skating on a skateboard or is that, I don't know, what is it?
So it started out roller skating, traditional quad skates.
So like disco ball on the...
You just made it sound particularly...
Particularly gay.
I was going to dance around it, but you guys go right ahead. Going
to
have a sweet.
Sorry, you don't have to dance around it.
Continue.
Like inline speed skating. Google it.
Continue.
Just wait.
So
talks.
It's pretty much, if you liken it to track racing on the velodrome, I know you're familiar with that term now.
After last week.
After last week.
Yeah, I've been listening. The racing is very, very similar. We have like a point score. We have elimination.
And you're going in a circle as well?
Yeah. For the most part, there's like track racing, open road stuff, and even a 42K marathon. Yeah.
On skates?
Yeah.
Fuck your feet, man.
And the current record for that's like around the 50-minute mark now. Yeah, so it's hooking.
Fucking hell.
So you started there?
Yeah, yep, I started there.
And then what made you hop over?
The cross-training, I guess. Here in Australia, it's like hard to find venues to do a lot of training.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of car park stuff, early mornings, hitting up there. The skating rinks obviously have closed down and it's...
ice arena's also closed, hasn't it?
There's no ice involved in the skating.
No, but I'm just saying just the general...
it's reopened. It's only shut for a few days.
Oh, okay.
It's not Stephen Bradbury.
Okay. Okay.
It's premium.
Okay. Sorry, continue.
Where was the last skating? Was Modbury one of the last ones that were open or...?
Yep. Up around our way, that was one of the big ones. Yeah. Got turned into a church eventually. Yeah. A lot of the skating rinks, I guess, as in terms of big venues, got bought out by the churches. That was a bit of a thing.
Why is that?
Churches.
No, why was skating just slowly getting diminished?
Okay, well, a lot of it was to do with insurances, which is ironic, I guess, if, you know, the skate parks around, you know, locally and they're everywhere. Mount bike parks the same. It's, you know, come and use it as, your own risk.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that was a big part of it was, yeah, the public liability, I guess, shut them down.
Yeah, okay.
Hmm.
And then you decided... That was your way into cycling?
Yeah, well, the cross-training was a big thing. And then...
Cross-training meaning that cycling was helping you do better?
Yeah, you use very similar muscles, you know, as... And then I guess, like, as time wore on, like, I ended up, late in the piece in America racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I was
shit,
like...
So you were good.
Nah, it wasn't good. I could hold my own, but ended up in America, and that was like way back. I don't know, you probably weren't even born.
What year was this?
96, 97.
I was conceived on the Eurostar train then.
That's right. Graphic.
Very much so.
Oh, boy.
And then I guess from there, during them two seasons that I was overseas, we followed a lot of the pro races, like Speed Week, Super Week, over in the States.
Yep.
We were generally on beforehand, and you know, then I would stay and watch all the cycling, and just developed a little bit of a passion for it from there. I guess the second season that I went over. I was getting paid a fair bit more than the first season where I was on the bones of my ass.
Mm.
And I saved up the first few months, bought a real cool Trek OCLV back in the day that Lance was on. Sort of just got more and more into it from there, I guess.
Sweet. And you're obviously still cycling because I can see you wearing Villawood, a whole bunch of things. What?
Yeah.
No, you're still doing it, right?
But, yeah, right, every now and then,
Like the way you know spring chicken, but you're still... You're
used to be my next door neighbour, fun fact.
What, this bloke?
Yeah. Rowdy as well.
Did you get any sleep?
Used to come home on massive benders and stand outside of my house yelling.
Is that legit or is this you're joking?
100%.
100%.
Both our homes were built built by the same builder.
That
we
is...
built at the same time, pretty much moved in around the same time.
So you guys are like Biffles.
Knew him before there as well, and we didn't really know that that was going to be a thing.
No.
We just ended up
and we just realized.
Like, hey, how's it going?
Well, so what? So, you know, you guys are old, sorry. but you're still, I mean, look at Keystone. During the Super Series, like, it's a bunch of dads and they ended up coming second in the elite men. So how is it that, like, what is it that's keeping you at this level where you're able to perform so well? I mean, what are you doing? Like, what are you drinking? What are you taking?
Pirate
apparently.
Just smashed three beers. Yeah.
Genetics.
Look, I think, well, certainly... like from my point of view, and I know that the Wang had a lot of years off. How many years was it altogether?
Yeah, 20 odd.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had a little brief period of a comeback there where you were used to come riding with us and he'd be throwing his hand over his shoulder, like, hurry the fuck up, come on, guys.
Not much has changed.
Yeah, no, he's still got the same anger. But, yeah, I feel like consistency is a really big thing for me. I guess over the years I've been fortunate enough that I haven't really stopped.
Yeah.
My motivation has not really diminished. So always felt like riding my bike and, you know, whether it's in season or not, I just enjoy getting out and it's a little bit of a way to, you know, clear your head. And I think everyone sitting here now currently 100%. Knows about that. So it's real healthy in that regard.
Well, I guess it doesn't feel like a chore for you, so you want to actually actively do it.
No, well, that's right. Like, even yesterday had its moments, I guess, but lots of thinking time out there by yourself, you know. I had the beats on and I was just, yeah, you were, you know, getting soaking wet, you were cold, but, yeah, you're just working through things, you know.
So you said you've still got the motivation, right? Where does that come from? Because I says here on the sheet that you are a bricklayer by trade, and that's already like very physically demanding as it is. So where does this additional motivation come from, where you can then continue to go on the bike even though you've got like a very physically demanding job?
Yeah, I think interestingly, the earlier years where I was actually on the tools laying bricks were the easier years, and that's probably where my best performances actually came.
What, while you were laying bricks?
Yeah, because that was actually the training. You know, it was like, you know, 7-8 hours a day laying bricks, and then you would get home, you know, it's like, you know, middle of summer, you have a drink, go out training for a few hours. That's when the Wang was sort of kicking about. And yeah, it wasn't easy days, but it was definitely sort of, you just had that next level physical side, I guess, where you know, when push comes to shove and you rock up to a race, it's 35 degrees, shitty conditions.
You've been there, you know what's
going on. Yeah. You know, it's just like a day at work. And, you know, few of the races that I've done as a younger fella, you know, in Asia and stuff like that, a few of the boys were complaining. This is shit, you know, 200 plus K stage. And I was like, well, this still shit's all over being at work, right?
Yeah.
Like, so, yeah, if you give me the choice, let's ride into the finish.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so they say a bad day on the bike is better than a good day at work.
100%. Yeah.
So, kids, what I'm hearing is if you want to get faster on the bike, go lay some fucking bricks.
Lay some bricks.
Yeah, well, we're looking for apprentices. So, yeah, if anyone's keen out there, let me know.
Sweet. What bike do you ride?
Frank. Cervelo S5, the fastest bike in the world by a long shot. I think you have one, actually.
Oh, well, apparently I do. I do. You know, now
they're
I can't.
The same sizes as well.
I'm a 48. What are you?
Ooh, are okay. You? Spare bike. Yep. I'm a 48 as well.
Really?
Yeah. How tall are you?
I'm going to say 167 centimetres.
Fuck off,
exactly
you are.
Exactly the same.
Yeah. Get it.
Really?
Do you've got a tape measure here? Come on, live.
167
get it.
Centimetres?
Yeah.
So are you both sitting height on fucking
yeah,
phone books?
You're 167.
Where's
167
the
might be with the work boots on. I'm not sure, but yeah.
Do you,
quick stand up.
All right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, pretty close.
Oh, we're so cute.
Yeah.
So clearly you're not afraid of heights, because going from inline skating onto a bike that's a fair bit higher.
Whoa.
Well, actually, what are the similarities and differences between speed skating and cycling? Because you said like the...
Interesting.
You said the muscles, the muscles that you're using are the same. But what else?
Yeah. Well...
Mindset.
Nah, yeah. The mindset's exactly the same. Like we had, going for the twisties.
Okay.
Like the mindset, the racing is very, very similar. Mm. I guess with the bike, you're not allowed to take your hands off the bars and get a little bit grabby when push comes to shove.
I mean, I do it to wave at people, but that's about it. Continue.
Not exactly what I'm
camera.
yeah, but the with the skating, it was really close quarters.
Quarters?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Like,
like sardines in a jar.
Yeah. So with the cycling, it doesn't seem so much. You know, yeah, people are leaning on you, but it doesn't really seem like as dangerous as, I guess, the skating.
So you would argue that the skating was more dangerous than the cycling?
Oh, 100%. Like, the amount of crashes you have with the skating.
But with skating, you don't have any other, like, carbon thing around, like, intertwined with you in order to have more
damage. No, you just got a fence you go into.
Yeah.
But you've also got a fence to go into with cycling. Like, look what happened on the last round of Unley, into the side of the fence.
That guy's fault. In a straight line.
Just picture though, like when you're on your bike and you've got to hold your handlebars, whereas on your skating you're using your arms to actually go forward, and then you can the people around you.
You've got the element of other guys grabbing you.
Exactly.
Sort of, you know, I've bitten either side of my tongue off where guys smash back, like hit you in the mouth. And it's like, you know, like five laps to go at the world champs and you're bleeding. Non-stop. It's like, oh, that's awesome. I haven't really had that in cycling.
Mm, well, I mean, you would hope that someone doesn't start biting your ear off with five laps.
Not my ear.
Just have a little nibble.
Actually, the last weekend on Chop, the real Shamoy had a hand put on him, told him to slow down.
Oh, yeah.
And he mentioned, don't fucking
he
touch
me. He was bombing. He was absolutely on fire. Yeah.
Good times.
Anyone else want to ask some questions?
Yeah, I'd love to. Yeah. So obviously, as per your jumper that Frankie's just noticed, a real long-standing run with current team Villa Wood, previously Lightsview, which has obviously provided you with a stack of support and assistance along the way. What races or results or experiences are you most proud of to date?
Whew, all right. In terms of the sponsorship, definitely, yeah, it's been amazing, and we've had the greatest run. You know, I think it's the longest standing team.
How long is it now?
Yeah, it would have to be out to a 12, maybe 13 years. If you're counting Lightsview, then we went to Tonsley Village, and then we went to Villawood. So,
are they a building company? Villawood?
Developers, maybe?
Developers, yeah. So they're
those bastards have been beating me at auctions.
No.
Fuckers.
They just
a little bit bigger than that, I think.
But, buying out skating rinks.
Yeah.
We've actually had our long-standing association was with Alan Miller, who is a great guy, you know, lover of cycling, and he's really supported the team long-term. He then, when we were Lightsview, they were probably the golden years where, you know, back in the day, people would rock up. Lightsview was there and they'd be like, oh, God, you know, here we go.
It's on.
Tonsley, we rolled on. They were, you know, in the days of, like, you know, Nugget winning the state road champs, and we were still quite dominant. And then we've lost our way a little bit, you know, I guess full circle, lost a few riders, and then we got bailed out with Villawood, again with Alan, and yeah, then we sort of started rebuilding the team, and I think we, you know, found we probably didn't have the season that we were hoping for this year.
It's because you got beaten by these guys?
Yeah, all these old boys. Yeah, but that's fine. Last year we won it, so that was awesome. We've got three current teams with the elites. We We won, you know, in the Cat 1 men and Cat 2 as well, and they won the teens with the Cat 2. So
I was going to say, you've probably shifted your direction a little bit more. So
yeah, that's been really enjoying. I've been really enjoying developing the young riders to sort of come through the divisions, and that's been really rewarding. I sort of do a little bit of coaching as well. So in terms of that, yeah, it's been great seeing them guys through. Yeah. The only thing is probably doing myself out of a job for next season. That's the only bad point.
What do you think makes a good team, and what kind of difference do you think that would make to a rider that's actually coming up through a development process?
Ooh, well, yeah, interesting question. Definitely with our team is we're 100% in for our leader. And that's been our creed, you know, from Lightsview through to Tonsley Village, then Villawood. We're always, we know we roll together a lot at bunch. We see each other generally on a Wednesday and a Saturday, even though in the winter months we generally go into hibernation. and some of the boys come back a little bit fat.
A little bit heavy.
Yeah, including me. And that's fine. But I think just having that team mentality of just all in for the one guy, and that's where we have been really strong over the years. Yeah, but just if you're asking about individual riders, I think you need to be consistent. Right?
I was about to say that consistency.
And that's Wang, you know, you've since you've been back on the bike, how many years now? Like without a day off?
Yeah, so end of the month it'll be 5.
That's actually ridiculous. Yeah. And honestly, you should be proud of that, right? I remember one of the rides that me and Decker were going on, the 300K, and you pulled up sick and you were crook. And later that day I actually looked and you'd still been out for fucking 50K and I was like, this guy is nuts, like flat out nuts.
No, I didn't want to miss that 300K ride.
No, well, I wish I had, but although I think Decker pulled into 2 bakeries and 2 fat donuts along the way, so it was actually a fun ride. So.
Yeah, they're good rides, those ones. And what would you say, I think we just touched on it before, your most proudest achievement in the sport? Because we
won Barry
twice. I got lucky with that. I had, and I'm not sure Russ Gill's name on the pod. What are we talking about?
Not actually sure, actually, either, yeah.
He doesn't go up Norton's.
Mad nemesis of mine. Yeah. Great bloke. Really fierce rival. Yeah, and we'd been battling out for Barry. And I guess at the time, you know, Barry was...
That was when it was massive.
Yeah, it was one of the main events, you know, on the SA calendar. And, yeah, I was very proud of that at the time. Like it was that was before the Lightsview thing came about. I was riding for Orbear. We had a really small team, but quality guys that were all in, you know. Keeney was a massive supporter of us, and, yeah, we got up there. I guess one of the my favourite, and this was back in, like, 99, we went to Tour of Thailand as a small team. And I managed to win 4 out of the 8 stages there.
Nice.
So that was that was a, you know, pretty big sort of thing for me at the time. Got called in by Sassy soon after that. I won the state crit champs right around there as well. Had a bit of a purple patch. Sassy called me in, tested me, said, look, mate, you're shit. We're not even sure. We're not even sure how you're winning this. And that was about the end of the road.
Yeah, right. Wow. That's
like, there's a lot of bike riders out there that just don't test well but can win a fucking bike race just on heart and fucking grit.
Yeah, well, obviously I'm like knee high to a grasshopper, and it's like the one thing I do have is that sort of mental strength, and that gets me by. I guess with Sassy, and we've seen with, you know, guys like Jay Sweet, you know, a lot of the older boys that didn't test great but absolute killers on the bike, right? Totally. And we've seen that, you know, with the current generation as well.
And you can see a lot of it vice versa as well. So they test great in the lab, but then just fucking shit, just can't win a bike race to save themselves.
Definitely. Yeah. So I've always, you know, in terms of the coaching side, Sassy have let a lot of good riders go along the way. and then they've come sort of looking for help. And I'm quite big on sort of, you know, because of what happened to me, I guess, that, you know, I wanted to sort of then help with those riders. You know, guys like Cooper Sayers, Nugget was in the Talon ID and stuff like that.
Yep.
Ended up great bike riders on their own merits, right? Like, you know, just maybe didn't fit in that system.
Yep. What about any other big wins this year?
Oh, look. I think I got lucky on one particular day out in the boondocks.
Wasn't it?
Only entered that race just to help out Ollie. Literally got my bike out of the ute, like walked down to the start line, threw my leg over. The attack went from the gun and I went, oh, none of the boys covered that. got on board. Heart rate was like 200 plus. Thought I was actually going to have a heart attack. And then it ended up being the break of the day.
Straight away all day.
Yeah. So there was a lot of pressure, I guess, toward the end of it because, you know, my team captain was, you know, just behind us with, you know, yeah, some absolute hitters. So, yeah, in the end I had to, I guess, finish it off. But, yeah, I was certainly proud around that moment because, as you guys know, but, yeah, my mum had passed away, right. You know, just around that time.
Yeah.
So it was a big win to sort of get up and I wanted to dedicate that to her, you know, given what had happened, for sure.
That's awesome. Mm. I think we
very wholesome.
All ended up on the podium that day.
Yeah, I remember seeing you guys, didn't actually believe. You were like, wait, who won? It's quite funny.
Someone saved it. No, it's good. Congrats. sweet. Oh, we had a quick chat at Unley recently, last round of Super Series, about not so much spending more time but more Strava time on the mountain bike so we can see it. It's obviously it's quite effective training on the bike still for you. Yeah,
definitely. Over the years, I've really enjoyed the mountain bike. It's not really something I'm great at,
same.
But it's in terms of a training tool, I would recommend any. You know, if riders haven't come through the BMX background, getting on the mountain bike and gaining those skills. Frankie, if you're listening right now.
If you're listening.
She's on her phone.
You're texting Wayne.
You're talking about
the social
biking.
Environment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
I am.
Moldy. Yeah, okay.
I'm a woman.
Wow. All right. No, definitely the skills, but also like just freshening up the head a little bit, right? Like, you know, you're bombing down a trail somewhere and, you know, it's like things going on everywhere, right? Then you've got to climb back up and, you know, it's just being out there in nature as well is really good, as you probably were aware.
Yeah, that's how that conversation started. Yeah, it was good.
Yeah.
Really nice.
Yep. So I guess as the years sort of wear on, the elite stuff for me is probably, I'm currently retired now. Yeah, and I just want to get out on the mountain bike and travel a little bit more with that.
Awesome. Amazing.
Wonderful. Shall we move on?
I don't know. Shall we? Do you have any more questions? Let's move on.
Okay. More questions?
All right, Alex. Notable mention.
It's kind of a notable mention, but it's more of a public apology.
I can't believe this.
I did almost have the opportunity to run Kid McCoy over the other day.
But like literally, not accident, like full on.
I was like, if he's coming out, I'm running him down. Yeah. but however, he was kind enough not to launch himself out into the road, which is good. So yeah, apologies for that, buddy.
Have a question. So school crossing,
You
were obviously slowed down to 25.
Yeah.
We were arguing before we started.
Arguing?
I was hoping you wouldn't point that out. Fuck you.
Arguing.
So Alex and I think that you can just slow down to 25, but you say that you need to stop.
Yeah.
But I thought only if there's kids around.
Well, there clearly was.
I mean,
I'm not going to stop if there's no kids there, but if there's a kid waiting to cross.
So was he waiting to cross?
He was about to walk out, yeah. Yeah. He was assuming I would stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that I'm pretty sure the law is you have to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think Alex, you're done fucked up.
Oh, well.
So,
apologies.
Kid McCoy.
We'll get comfortable.
You can sue Alex.
Comfortable Brad.
Nah, he doesn't know what car I was driving.
You had literally your entire company. on the side of the thing.
Oh, this is good. All right, so moving on. We got an email from a chappie, and his code name that he's given us is Real Garlic. Apologies for the delayed response, but
Can I just interrupt? Yeah. In Spanish, the word for garlic is ajo.
Ajo?
Yeah, like ajo, but with like... But like fancy. Anyway, okay. Continue.
But this kind of works out well because Petit Perineum's got a bit of coaching background. But I thought we would answer his questions that he emailed in with some answers and some cool takeaways. So he says, although we are a Norton Summit podcast, he says, Lofty is closer to home and I'm interested in hearing your opinions on the old freeway as a general training climb. He likes it because it's got less cars, but this is compared to Norton. Mm. My thoughts on this is only around the consistency of the old freeway as a climb, because it does go up and down. What do you say?
All right. Yeah, look, I hate going up hills, period. So you might be talking to the wrong dude. But look, Norton's like probably the most famous, right? Mm. And obviously why you guys are here. The old freeway is a good climb. But, you know, the bike path section and then going into it is, yeah, it's a little bit dangerous at times.
I would argue that it's safer than Norton Summit.
Cars-wise, possibly.
Yes, cars-wise, yes.
What about people coming down?
People coming down.
Yeah, people coming down. And I reckon there's more opportunity to get taken out at the intersection of Portrush and Crossroads getting onto the bike path than there is riding the whole of Norton.
But we're not talking about getting there. We're talking about the climb itself. So
well,
you've
got to get there.
Yeah, you do, but the climb itself...
You don't just fucking teleport to the start of the
helicopter in, mountain bike style, just drop you off.
All right, we're trying to save Real Garlic's life here, okay?
Yeah, I think it's probably not a bad training venue, but you do got to have your wits about you, right? Like, and also the Kangas and stuff coming down there.
There's a lot more wild.
I find Norton, for me, that there's not much on a training plan you can't do on it, unless it's something more than a 15-minute bloody effort. Like, you can do...
12 for some of us.
12 for some of you, that bastard. I don't go all the way top either. yeah, you can do heaps on Norton Summit. It's consistent gradient pretty much the whole way as well.
So the old freeway climb, because I don't really know much about it.
I don't mind it.
That's not a consistent gradient?
It's got some downhill bit. You remember we went down and then back up?
You know, you raced on that.
I know I raced it, but that was like a part of it. I'm assuming you're talking about the whole
thing.
There
is some... there's a couple of downhill sections to go back up. So
there is some good pinches in there too where he can probably get a 1 or 2 minute like super solid effort.
Yeah, the shorter efforts would be all right. Anything from sort of 30 seconds to 2 minutes. Mm.
So you're basically saying that Norton Summit is still a better hill.
That's what we're comparing here.
Train on, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd agree with that. Definitely, yeah, Norton in terms of training would be better. But, yeah, I mean – I guess going up the freeway is quite enough if you're, you know, aware of your surroundings.
Just on that, though, if you were sending someone to Norton, someone to do a training ride, what are some of the things you can prescribe for that?
Ooh.
Cocaine?
Possibly not.
Not legally. We all know where the blue sign is to start your times at the first switchback. Mm-hmm. So stuff like that. SEs are really good on Norton because of the consistency.
What's an SE?
Strength endurance.
Okay.
Massive gears, you know, with these drivers.
Quadzilla.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What's just on that, what did you end up doing for your power output in the sprint? 5 seconds.
715 watts.
Impressive. Yeah, that's not bad at all. Yeah, so with the strength endurance stuff from the sign, I do like to set the boys after they do like an effort like that. I like to add like 20 seconds on, 20 seconds off at the end of it just to make sure they're cooking themselves completely, just to simulate that sort of the race attack, you know.
Yeah.
And I guess hopefully that's going to come into play at Nationals for some of the boys.
Yeah, awesome.
All right, my next question is what do you think in terms of the tangible things of Norton and the freeway, so things like the road surface, what ones do you think are better? Do you think Norton has a better road surface, or do you think the old freeway has a better road surface?
The old freeway has a better road surface, but again, you lose consistency in gradient.
So you would argue that the consistency in gradient is a more important thing to consider.
Well, if someone said to me, go to a 10-minute effort all out, if you did that on the freeway, you'd be going downhill before you finished.
Yeah, okay.
So you can't do it.
Right.
I guess also on the freeway, there tends to be like weekends like we've just had, lots of debris.
Debris, yeah.
Yeah, and, yeah. You know, that can get fairly hectic
okay.
along the way.
Good to know.
Sweet. Moving on, and I really like this one because we all started somewhere. So he says, just wondering, what's the best way to know if you're fast enough for a Norwood crit? I'm looking at you, Frankie.
Well, Frankie's out there. Anyone can
currently
go there.
He's just doing social rides with friends, occasional bigger rides like the Bike Aid Grand Slam, but he always gets passed by everyone on the hills. There's no
hills on the big crits. Park.
Yeah. Still hasn't cracked a 100K ride. So going back to his first point, maybe if he rides over to Norton to do his training, he's going to get closer to his 100K ride. But Frankie, first crit, do you remember it?
Yeah, I got dropped 4 times and I kept getting dropped for about 2 years.
And then
you just learn to get faster. So, and also I can't go up hills to save my life. Like at the moment, I'm probably doing a 25-minute Norton and just because, you know, people are overtaking you on the hills doesn't mean that you're not going to be good at crit racing. Like I finished fourth in East End.
Just like Petit. He doesn't like hills, but he's good at crit racing.
Yeah.
I would definitely argue that just because you're getting passed by
not
someone
recently
in the hills does not mean you will not be fast enough for crits. But also even if you are not fast enough, the only way that you're going to get faster
that
is
was
if
the
you,
point I was looking for.
If you do the crits.
Yep.
And I at like the moment how, we I have like how she can tell people that, but yeah. she
Excuse
doesn't
me,
do that herself.
Sorry, I'm gonna shut down that because what part of what I'm doing right now is not what was I saying?
That was a good shutdown.
Yeah. How about the sandwich bags on your feet? That's not helping you.
No, I disagree with what you're saying. I think I do
it's
show
okay
up.
To disagree.
No. I do show up it and is I true. Am when trying. You,
yep.
So shut the fuck up.
Thursday nights.
But for real garlic at the moment, I think is it E and D grade? They've got a chauffeur around the back.
Just E grade, I think.
Just to help them along. So they're there to make sure you have a good experience too. Mm. So actually having a go will be your best chance at getting through.
I mean, you could see how it is fairly deep end of the pool. Absolutely. You know, throw you in and, crit racing. I got a mate from work at TAFE that actually come along and had a little bit of a race out there and it was very daunting for him. Mm. But, yeah, I think Norwood do a great job down at Vic Park as sort of, you know, in terms of being inclusive and you know, setting everyone on the right path.
Yeah,
but this is key to what the podcast stands for. Like, we want you to get out and have a go. And we're usually all there doing the same thing ourselves.
And please actually come up and say hi.
Yeah.
You know, just
Frankie will try and remember your name.
Yeah, real garlic. Please come up and say hi. I'm going to be in E grade on Tuesday.
I thought we decided you were going to go to D grade.
No.
Yeah, we did.
No.
If you get beaten by real garlic,
100% you should go to D.
Yeah, sure. No, the reason I'm in E grade this week is because I've actually got a friend that I met while commuting.
This is the one that you introduced us to?
Yes, yeah. And she's going to be doing her
She'll
first...
She'll be in D grade after that.
She's going to be doing her
okay, so then the week after you go in D grade.
We'll see.
You're
I don't know.
D grade
I'm too
before
of,
the end of the year.
No, I'm too scared.
Too scared of what?
Of D grade.
Why?
Because they just look like...
As it's the grades safer. Go on,
yeah,
it
you've
gets,
got the ability to
gets,
be in D grade.
It gets better as you go along.
But they're too fast.
You love the D.
Stop it. lastly. So short of him just turning up and getting lapped, which I don't know will be the case, but when he says what sort of speed, and Petit, you'll confirm on this, there's not much time where, aside from maybe Chop, where we're on the road doing crit speeds. Like, when you're out just doing a ride, you're not racing along at racing speed. So I don't think that's something they need to be worried about. When you get in the moment, you get a bit of adrenaline, you're in a bunch, it's moving along fast, it's much easier to hold speed on the racetrack, yes?
Oh, 100%, yeah. I mean, you know, modern cycling is very much ergo-based, you know, whether it be trainer road, whether it be Zwift
World's greatest training platform.
You know, whatever you may be into, but, you know, that's given everyone an opportunity to actually train and get themselves ready for that. What it doesn't allow is for the skills, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, that's where if you can get out on the road and do it safely, mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, guess, you know, four coming down to bunch and stuff like that. You know, we're very mindful of that. But, yeah, you never need to be scared of whether or not you're going to be fast enough.
Mm. For example, I will ride to work and I'll do 25 kilometres an hour and I'll be like, gee whiz, that was difficult, right? And then we'll go into like E grade and it'll average about 34.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
You know
what
exactly. Mean?
So
the bunch just moves along so
yeah,
fast.
Yeah, correct.
It? It's excellent.
It's amazing. And lastly, should I even bother on a $1,200 aluminium road bike?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like even my first good bike was like an $1,800 Merida, which I thought was good.
Yep.
But it like
yeah,
the times, the fun time you had on that bike,
it
didn't matter about
it's
the
part
value.
Of the journey,
exactly.
Isn't it?
Exactly. Like it was so
the upgrades
much fun.
And
like,
just, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we can't all have our S5 as was that your first, second bike?
No, it was third? That was my third bike. So yeah. The second one was the Merida Reacto, mm-hmm. and I had that for about 2 years.
Yeah.
And I started racing on that. I had a Urban Reed, which was a flat bar thing.
Yeah. Which weighed about 700 kilos.
Yeah, and it was 600
strength
bucks.
Training?
I used to do triathlons on that.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
I was hectic.
Real garlic, you've got two crits to do before the end of the year. Frankie will be there.
Yep.
He loves the show. Keep doing what we do. Quality banner. Shout out to Frankie. Who's Frankie?
Me.
Oh.
Why just shout out to Frankie?
I don't know.
That's fuck all.
She's got the best laugh.
Anyway, Wang.
All right, let's jump right into it. The main reason why we exist is let's see who's been spinning up the summit this week. Probably not a lot of people this week, wasn't it, Shut?
During the daytime.
Yeah, I went to go up on Wednesday and it was shut and I went, fuck this, I'm turning around.
Yeah, yep. And check out the times for the folks that have been giving us a show. It might be the fast guys, it might be the slow ones, it may even be the ones in between. But like we said, we'll dive into their rides and data a little bit more robustly. And then we'll see who has caught Frankie's eyes on the leaderboard for some hand-picked times and fun analysis. So, fastest man and women. We've got Petit this week running us through that one.
Okay, so the fastest man is Thighs on the Prize. And
he's got holding some form after Tour of Bright. Just come back from Tour of Bright.
Yep, 13:31.
Solid.
Very, very solid.
No power, no heart, though.
Yeah, he's a detective, so he
keeps it under wraps. You reckon?
Really close to the chest. Okay, and for the women's, Savage Sweet Potato with 15:40.
Amazing.
Yeah, she's been doing
20-kilometer ride. Is that not targeted?
I think she was doing effort. She's been doing heaps of effort this week.
She's close by too, I think.
She does, yeah. Very close by. Yeah, yeah. Amazing.
Sweet. Thank you.
All right, we have the men from the 20-minute bunch this week.
Yeah.
What is this one?
This is 20-minute bracket.
Yeah, no, I just said that, the name.
Oh, read it out and you'll find out.
Annie... Erection. Did a 20:38 as part of a 24K day. Does he have power? He's got to have heart.
He's got a heart. No, I don't reckon he's got power either.
He's very skinny at the moment again, isn't he?
That's one way to make a man feel self-conscious.
As a cyclist, that's a fucking compliment.
Is it?
Yeah.
Massive compliment.
Yeah, okay.
Secondly, Sergeant Major Wood. What's with the bloody willy jokes?
I don't know.
Someone's
20:45,
yeah.
It's the sandwich bags. They're chastity.
29K ride, only 141 beats per minute. Third, Shish Kebab, 20:46, another 22K. What is this? All target. They all just live at the bottom. But massive power, 266 watts for a 20:46. Solid. Fourth place, Beaumont Miles, 20:49, 73K day, 221 watts. And lastly, Crocodile Dundee, that's not a knife, 20:50.
Play on words, that one.
It was, yes.
And 116 beats per minute, so not even working. Women. Who has the women? Not Wang?
Oh, no, it's me. Sorry, oh, I was...
No,
anyway.
Wang should
so
get
we
the
have,
women.
We have
just saw that.
Shaquille Oatmeal, who's done a 19:27.
Oh, that is close to a PB.
Yep.
Very close.
Kevin 07, who's done a 21:47 on a 100-kilometre ride. You used to watch that on Rove, didn't you, back in
that's
the day?
That's the only reason I know that.
Yeah. I love that. I love
Rove.
There was this thing on my Instagram that was coming
didn't
up, Kevin
Rudd.
You'd
be old enough to remember Rove.
Yeah. I loved Kevin Rudd back in 2008 and 2007.
Well, he gave you $700.
Yeah. No, well, nah, he's like the meme lord of the century, man. Like, he's got videos coming up on my Instagram feed where he's like giving Australians like the run on how to do handball. It's great. Anyway, got Mariah Carey, who's done a 22.07 on a 64-kilometer ride. Mike Wazowski, who has done a 22.31 on a 66-kilometer ride, 104% off a PB of 13.56.
That's rapid.
Suburban Yahoo, back from overseas, who's done a 23.35, 45-kilometer ride, so it must just be vibing. And Wang.
All right.
This name is so good from back in the Yosh days.
This was back when Josh and I were around. Yeah, because I remember, I think he was trying to pronounce it.
I know, it was the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
All righty, so the handpick this week, I've just copped a look at that time and...
25 hours.
If she's a listener, can she please message in and tell us what happened here? So, time...
It's not hours, it's minutes.
Huh?
No.
It's 1 hour 53.
No. She is 20. It's just because of my XL is a bit effed, but it's 25 minutes and 53 seconds.
Ah, okay. Well, don't worry about messaging into the podcast because Frankie fucked it up. So, what's the time?
25 minutes and 53 seconds.
25:53. Okay. On a 109-kilometer ride, she's got a PB of 19:19. She's got a lot more in her than this. This girl's world tour chick. 158. Watts of average, 149 beats per minute. We have Monsieur Papi.
No, it's Monsieur.
Monsieur, okay.
Monsieur Papi.
I didn't do French at school. Very
do you remember
good.
That?
Yeah, all right. Yeah. So some cool stuff coming up. We have the Adelaide Masters Cycling Club. They have the Ron Jenkins Christmas Memorial Handicap at Outer Harbour. That is the large course, apparently. Adelaide Mountain Bike Club, Saturday 16th of December. That's the junior camp. We spoke about that last potty, featuring trail rides, skills coaching, team building activities, and an overnight stay at Nunya Conference.
Thank you. Missed that one. Nunya Business.
As mentioned before, we've got the NCC Tuesday Night Crits at Vic Park that is presented by Contour. We also have
prize money this week as well, guys.
Yeah, prize money.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Also Thursday the 14th, we've got the Women's and Junior Crit at Vic Park, also presented by Contour. PACC are holding their Christmas Cross at Hanson Reserve on Monday the 18th of December. South Coast Cycling, they've got Monday, Wednesday, Friday the 11th, 13th and 15th, junior training and racing at the Edwardstown Velodrome. And lastly, Monday the 18th of December for South Coast Cycling, they are doing the Any Woman, Any Bike at the Edwardstown Velodrome as well. So get down there and have a go. If you want some more information, please check Entry Boss.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, all daddies in between.
Ooh.
If you've enjoyed yourself, please give us a follow through your favourite podcast app or access all our episodes through YouTube as well. Please subscribe, hit the bell icon,
ding!
And don't forget ding. To tell your friends and share it with everybody.
All right, we're all over the socials where we'll give you updates, info and let you know when new episodes are out along with other podcast news information. And if you'd like to support us, please head over to our Buy Me a Coffee page, and if you donate, we'll give you a shout out on the podcast next week.
Did we get any donations?
No donations this week.
Come on, guys.
We would love your feedback and to know your thoughts, though. So hit us up. Let's have a chat through our Facebook or Instagram page. Or if there's something you would like us to break down in our very scientific methods, please send your questions through like real garlic to our email at radladesummit@gmail.com. And with that,
you got a joke?
We don't have a joke.
Yeah, I got one. We might get it out.
Go on.
What's better than eating a mandarin?
Sandwich bag?
Eating a mandarin out.
Eating a mandarin out.
Oh, fuck.
We'll see you on the summer this week. Bye.
Bye.